Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praises to the Most High God of Israel. Welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. We are dealing with Sarah. We looked at those things that the law wrote about a woman of God, and are we seeing these things in our works? And why God even would keep company with her. And he did. He came down personally and told Abraham what she was thinking. So we want to get into those things because God told Sarah something else took place. We got some Black history facts coming in, so you want to be here for that. As we go into the story, we're going to see some real Black history facts on it, and I mean huge, and then not little things. Amen. So if we can, our brothers, if we can stand and face Jerusalem and uncover our heads as we approach the Father and sisters. If you can stand and face Jerusalem and cover your heads as we approach the Father. Shalom.
Amen. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, and whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 18, verses 1 through 3. In Jesus' holy, mighty, precious name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy on us, both physical and spiritual.
forgive you. And Father, have mercy on our brethren and our elders and our teachers and their family. And Father, have mercy on them who don't know you, God, but the light and blessing is because they see your light upon us. Have mercy on them. Have mercy as well. And Father, have mercy on our children, our children, and their children, and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth the Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, ears to hear, and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In Jesus' name, and Father, have mercy on them that hear us. And send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understand. In Jesus' name we pray.
In the faith of the Lord.
For his mercies and go forever. Amen.
Amen.
Get that. We're sharing. Amen. So we're in this third study of Sarah. We already found out she was a queen. We already found out she was sovereign. She was never in bondage or slave to anyone. It might have been detained at best, if we want to say that. But
what are you doing?
No, the screen had moved.
You're moving the screen?
No, it had.
Oh, I'm double checking right now.
Like, what it says live.
Oh, okay.
Can you see?
Yes.
All right. Well, here it is. We're talking about Sarah and her works, and they speak through time, even to this day, you know, but it's a lot of things we snooze on when we talk about this conversation because we're too busy getting in other people's business. And we shouldn't be. We should mainly really look at the situation. You know, a lot of us get caught up in the conversation of Sarah giving Hagar to Abraham. And those things is college studies. You know, they ask them questions. Why would she do something like that? You know, what the Bible tell you, you know, that God talked to Abraham and told him he was going to be a king and a father of many nations. But Sarah hadn't had children, no things that, like, you know, them bumpies stopped happening with her. She wasn't producing eggs anymore. So the conversation of Hagar coming to the picture, that is to say, she became a surrogate, you see, and we act like that's not a common conversation among ourselves because I would rather see a surrogate than someone commit abortion.
Amen.
I mean, truth be told. But this is that conversation. We get caught up into that, but we don't look at the really, you know, like the big picture. You know, really what's going on here. Because actually, when we look at this, then we really get into some real black history. You know what I mean? Some of this black history stuff, you know, some of that good stuff. You know, we miss this conversation because we're too busy getting in other people's business. No, pay attention to what's really going on here. All right, Sister Rhea. Why am I calling you?
Who are you calling?
Come on,
I'm not going to blow my nose in front of the people.
Did you get your nose?
You don't have to say it, though.
Okay, well, I just cleaned your sinus.
Yes,
okay.
I cleaned my sinus.
Good. Now, go to Genesis chapter 16 and 1. Now, we already found out she was wisdom. So wisdom, he said, thou my sister. And we also found out that Sarah was Abraham's sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he said, call understanding my kinswoman. And she was of the same family. They had the same habits. They ate the same. They lived the same. They thought the same. They believed in the same God. And so God blessed them. He gonna keep telling you that. You know, and but Sarah couldn't have children. And we get caught up in that story and we really miss a lot. Let's look at that. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, because I really want to dispel some really nonsense in that conversation. You know, that we shouldn't even be there. We should just observe this situation and just be out. You know, it ain't no, you can't judge them. They sovereign. We still in captivity. We have birth certificates, social security cards. Can't present those things. You can't function in their world. 16 and 1.
Genesis 1?
16 and 1.
Okay, so go to Genesis 16 and 1.
Yes, ma'am. Sir. Genesis 16 and 1.
Amen. Genesis 16 and 1 reads, now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram.
See, Sarah gave Hagar to Sarah to be her servant. Now, here goes some black history facts. I think we'd be missing that the Egyptians served us first. There it is. There she is. They're serving us. And we always talking about how we served them and we was in bondage and that we built the pyramids and all that. No, they served us. And there it is. It's in the law that they served us first before we allowed them to serve us.
Amen.
Continue.
All right, verse 2. And Sarai said unto Abram, behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her.
See, Sarah knew that she was a servant, but she was an Egyptian. You understand, they was the superpowers, man, and Pharaoh gave her to be Sarah's servants first, and they was our servants first before we were theirs. There it is. That's some black history. Some Hebrew history. Continue.
And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And Sarai, Abram's wife.
Sarah did that. Now, watch this. Now, we missed the real big picture here. One is that she knew God was going to turn Abraham into a kingdom. But she, like, way past due, right? So she said, well, I'm going to raise this child through this Egyptian, like Moses. Almost the same conversation, but not. And so this child would have still been hers, right? This is Ishmael. This is the father of the Arabians, those dudes that's Muslims and so forth. You know, and they're all over the world too.
Amen.
And God blessed them. He said, there are going to be 12 princes out of you. Why? Because they still see the Abraham. Abraham was a king before God. So he even turned, he said, they're going to be kings there.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't be, you can't be hard shouting on Ishmael because they still OPEC. Can't do nothing with that. That's from God. That's Ishmael. Can't throw him in the garbage, so we can't throw him in the lake of fire because he in prophecy. Sarah going to call it. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3, and Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went into...
So that's another thing, man. Like, this is out the box, man. Look at this. He said she became his wife. So Abraham had two. And this ain't Moses telling God the story. God is telling Moses the story. And Moses is writing it down. And God said that she became his wife. So we can't be ill.
Amen.
Who we talk, who, what? He said that. Moses is just writing it down. He the scribe here, and he's probably the first scribe. He writing down what he's saying, and there it is. So we can't be talking about that. That's not the point. I mean, because there's laws for that, so we can't even talk. We can't touch it.
Amen.
Continue.
Genesis 16 and 4. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes.
And now, wait a minute. Look up the word mistress. Because she just called Sarah her mistress. And in the 20th century, they start introducing mistresses as a jump off. That's not how that is. No. You pay attention to what a mistress is, and he said this is not about sourcing, none of that nonsense. It's about authority. For she is thy mistress, right? Continue.
So this definition of mistress states, number one, a woman who has a continuing sexual relationship with a man who is married to someone.
See, that's Western terminology. Continue.
Number two, a woman in a position of authority,
see,
control,
there it is,
or ownership,
yep,
as the head of a household.
There it is. That's Sarah right there. Not a whore, nothing like that. She called the shots over. And she was the queen. She called the shots over. There it is right there. The God said that Sarah was a mistress. He's telling Moses the story. And Moses is writing it down. Moses wrote Genesis. He's giving us the 411 in here.
Amen.
Let's get back to the scriptures. Where did we leave off? Read four again. Yes, ma'am.
Storm outside. I think the internet's going in and out. So we'll deal with it. Genesis 16 and verse 4 reads, and he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Abram, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. And Abram said unto Sarah, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleases thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face.
Wait a minute. So then the Egyptians didn't whoop our ass first. We whooped their ass first. See that? We got them first. Right there. There it is in the law. We whooped the Egyptians before they beat us. Because they were servants to us. Even us. So I don't get this big spiel on Egyptians and things like that. I mean, I understand they part of history, but I don't get this big spiel that, not Imhotep. We good with him. The rest of them dudes, you know, getting all off into their gods and their mysticisms and all that is just distraction. Continue.
Verse 7. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said to Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarai.
Ooh, so she acknowledged her position that Egyptians were serving to us first.
Amen.
There it is in the law. See, it's written in stone. It's there, right there. That's Black history. That we own them first. Read on.
Amen. Verse 9.
And that came from Sarah. I mean, you know, when we read her story, right, continue, because she's a queen, right? Pharaoh gave her to Sarah, and that was the end of his story.
Genesis 16 and 9. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hand. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude.
See, Ishmael is everywhere, in Morocco and Saudi and Jerusalem, looking like Esau, man. He everywhere.
Amen.
In Americas, like he said, that's the law. And this is to Abraham. Let's remember that. He's still blessing Abraham's son. So we can't sit up here and talk about this conversation. Look what God is doing for his son. So we got to be careful with this conversation. This is real.
Amen.
God wouldn't be in this if it wasn't. He'll be like, yeah, he wouldn't even spoke to her if it was a situation that wasn't right. He just let her die because it would have been a bastard. But it wasn't a bastard because she became his wife. And we judging them for that, and we're missing the point that Sarah is saving the kingdom by sacrificing herself. She knows she couldn't give children.
Bear children.
Yeah. So she said, then I'm not going to keep you from, you know, being what God told you you was going to be. And that you was going to become a great nation. So we don't look at that sacrifice. It ain't just, you know, about, you know, this ain't an American, you know, idol. These are kings, and she's saving the kingdom. She said, I will set myself aside that the kingdom may be built. So we got to be careful when we read in their stories. Continue, please.
Amen. Genesis 16 and 11 reads, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold.
When the last time the angel of the Lord visited you and told you anything like that, just appear from God and just start blessing you and then disappear. Raise your hands. If you can't say that, then you can't say nothing. That was from God. This is Abraham's son. Can't take that from him. That's why he's written in the law. He's written in prophecy. In the creation.
Amen.
He was circumcised on the 13th day. Isaac is circumcised on the 8th day. Right? Forgive me. Ishmael was circumcised. He was 13 years old. Isaac was circumcised when he was 8 days old. 13 from when he said, in the evening, the morning, the first day to the 13th day, and from the 6th day to the 8th day, Akandusus, they're both one and the same. And both of them bring about the circumcision. Ishmael was circumcised at the 13th day. 13 years old, the creation, the circumcision, the great white throne is going to take place at the 13th day in the creation. And Isaac being 8 days old, he was circumcised. And the judgment is going to take place on the 8th day, which is simultaneous. So he's in prophecy, way in there. Right here, we're reading it. Continue.
Amen. Genesis 16, and we're going to do verse 11 again. Let's read. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael.
Whoa, God gave him that name. Abraham didn't call him Ishmael. God did. So we know we can't say nothing. The angel of God named her son. So we can't say nothing against them.
Amen.
Nothing. Continue.
And shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be...
Well, that's what happened when there's no male guidance in, you know, then you become wild. No man in the house. The father's not in the house. That teenage grow up more or less like a wild elephant.
And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer Laharoi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael.
See, and Abraham agreed with it because, you know, she told him. The angel just got through talking to her. So, of course, she told Abraham that his name is going to be Ishmael because the angel God told her that. So, there it is. He didn't disagree with it. He was like, all right, I believe you. I mean, this is a service. She was just ill, right? Sarah put it on her. Why can't she come back with this fantastic story to try to get his sympathy? Because he knew she wasn't a liar. Not before God, not the God he served. Not after seeing everything God did for him, ain't no way in the world she out of order. She gonna come correct. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's why he told Sarah, she belong to you. Deal with her as you please. She was here to serve you. She's still here to serve you. Just because she had my child don't mean nothing. She is your servant. I mean, he ain't say it like that. When you read it, it's like, you know, why you bugging? You know, do as her as you please. That's your servant, you know. Mm. You don't need permission. The Egyptians were serving us first.
And verse 16 reads, And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram.
So now Abram is 86, right? So that puts Sarah around 76 because she's 10 years younger than him, right? So when Isaac is born, Ishmael has to be 13 because he circumcised Ishmael at 13 and he also circumcised Isaac at 8. So 8 days. Let me add that in. He circumcised him on 8 days. So now you got the 8th day and the 13th day, both in the law and in time. And Sarah is going to call it. It ain't like, you know, she just saying, you know, you're going to get a clown. He's going to walk up the street and they're going to say, howdy doody. And then he's going to tell you to go to the corner and you buy the ticket and you become rich and famous. It ain't none of that nonsense, that garbage. It ain't even theater. It's just God blowing him up. Because he loved everybody. He called him a friend. I mean, I love to be his friend. if that's how he treating. You know, but we, you know, he the king of peace, right?
Amen.
So we got to come with that. So his name is called Ishmael. So he's now written, and God gave him that name. So, and God gave this whole story to Moses. So Moses is just writing it down. So all this is coming from God. So we can't be judging this conversation because God didn't. So who are we?
Amen.
This is way past us. This conversation is way past us. Anyway, now let's pick this up. Let's go into Genesis chapter 18 and verse 1. Here come God. Again, Melchizedek. So here he come again.
Genesis 18 and 1 reads, "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground."
See, he recognized this is Melchizedek. He met him already.
Amen.
So he knew who he was when he seen him. But he got two angels with him.
That's right.
It ain't just nothing. It ain't two dudes. It's two angels. He brought them from heaven to meet Abraham.
Amen.
Continue.
Genesis 18 and 3 reads, "And said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your heart. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abram hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd."
Stop. This Sarah, you know, she in her feelings. Why don't you ask Hagar? Why don't you ask Ishmael? She's still there. Why you come to me? Why don't you ask one of the servants? She had many. Why she didn't say that? Why she gonna get her hands all dirty, full of flour? Bread dough. Maybe she even had to grind it up herself, you know. No questions asked. Boom, just did it.
Amen.
Kingdom first. Right. Boom, no question about it. That's her. Right? Because she could have clearly asked, hey, God, easily. She asked one of them to do it. And Hagar wasn't her only servant.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Continue.
Amen. In verse 7. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf.
So wait a minute. He's 86, 87 at this point. He running. You look at the movies, man. This dude better not be running. Them dudes you be seeing on TV that's supposed to be giving this placing of this scene,
yeah,
need oxygen.
What?
Because Abraham was way past that. You see, they got him. God's telling Moses that he was running. So he was 86 and he was able to run.
Amen.
He wasn't broke down and old and beat up, and neither was Sarah.
Amen.
Like I was talking to Ray earlier, it was a couple of 2 days ago, I was telling her, you know, she never had a child. Her bones never shift. She had no stretch marks.
Amen.
Her breasts have not seen gravity.
Amen.
Her nipples never been touched.
Amen. What?
I'm just saying. I mean, if we want to talk about something, then we could talk about she was 86.
She just never bare a child as of yet.
Her body was wrapped tight. Pharaoh was sprung.
Okay.
read on.
Amen. Genesis 18 and verse 7 reads, "And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according
no,
to the time."
No. Read that again.
Verse 9 again?
10.
Okay,
yeah, read 10.
Genesis 18 and 10.
Because he said, behold, in the tent, right?
And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him.
So, was Sarah in his tent or in her tent? Because she had her own tent. I keep telling you, when you think of Ringley Brothers, you got the main tent, and then you got the smaller tent, and then you got the little round tent. Well, that would probably be the main, like Abraham and Sarah and the servants. In fact, go to Genesis 24 and 67. Because Isaac is going to give Rebecca Sarah tent. So Rebecca is going to have her own tent. And she ain't like moving in on Isaac. That ain't how we did it. When you receive it, read.
67?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Genesis 24 and verse 67 reads, "And Isaac brought her into his mother's Sarah's tent."
See, he brought Rebecca into Sarah's tent. She had her own. So when you hear this conversation, she's at Abraham's tent, and God met Abraham at Abraham's tent, and Sarah was there in his tent, ear hustling, trying to, you know, while they talking. So God brought her up. He brought her up. Abraham didn't bring her up. He asked the question. So if he's telling Moses that I brought her up, then how can we judge anything about either one of them? Because he just brought them up. He wouldn't bring them up if they was... He brought them up. He told Moses, I brought them up. I asked Abraham, where's Sarah? He said, in the tent. And then the story thickened. Read that again.
Amen. Genesis 24 and 67. All right, go back to...
let's go back to that 18.
Genesis 18 and go back down to...
I just want to show that she had her own tent. So when Rebecca took her tent, she inherited everything that belonged to Sarah. Her crown, her clothes, her servants, the whole shebang, everything went straight to her.
Amen. Genesis 18 and 11 reads, "And Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women."
So she started having a monthlies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she isn't able to produce an egg. So those things are gone from her. Continue.
Amen. Verse 12. "Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?"
She called him what?
My Lord.
She She called him
my
Lord.
My Lord being old also.
She said, she called him Lord.
My Lord being old also.
She know he got years on, buddy.
My Lord.
Being all old also. It ain't like she just threw him out there. She included herself. Right?
That's right.
Okay, but that didn't mean it was not active because, you know, listening at this conversation tell us that we didn't circumcise our women. Think of that. That's madness. Mm-hmm. She said, shall I have pleasure of my husband? Also, you can't have pleasure of your husband if a woman is circumcised. That's not from us. We know what it's created for. God told us that right there.
Amen.
That's the law. I mean, she never stopped loving Abraham.
Amen.
Obviously not. But she's talking to God in between her ears.
Amen.
Right? This ain't an open conversation. These are like personal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So God is like in her head. That's the only thing man can't do is enter into anybody's subconscious. We may pick up frequencies, but that's far as it's going to go.
That's right.
We all transmitters, so you can hide that, but we'll never be able to read each other's minds.
Amen.
That would be my gift to the world. If we all had one gift, my gift to the world is that we would be able to read each other's minds. Continue.
Genesis 18 and 13 reads, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?
See, therefore Sarah laughed within herself.
Amen.
He read her mind. But then he read the Pharisees' minds too.
Mm-hmm.
He was reading Cain's mind. When he was talking to Cain, shouldn't I doubt it? He was in his head. Just like he and you and I. Head. Yeah. We know right from wrong.
Yes, we do.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son.
Is anything too hard? So I don't see God judging nobody here. He just blessed her.
Amen.
So I don't hear him in that conversation of Hagar and Abraham. He didn't even bring that up. So why are we bringing it up?
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 15, then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh.
He's talking through it in between her head, right?
Amen.
And then he told Abraham what she was thinking. So God will tell you that he's telling us that he'll tell us what our wives are thinking. Because that's what he just did. He said, wherefore is Sarah laughing in herself? He just told Abraham outside the tent what Sarah was thinking. So that's from God. Continue.
Amen. Verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
What? He just told me blessing him again.
Amen.
And again.
Amen.
He said, listen at this. He says, anything too high for God. Then they rose up, because he wasn't going to go back and forth with Eve. You know, you're right. You wrong, be first. If it ain't going nowhere, then somebody need to go somewhere. And that's what God just did. He just got up and left. So he said this. He said, and the Lord said, I shall not hide from Abraham that thing that I shall do. So that made Abraham a prophet. And if Abraham's a prophet, then his wife's a prophet.
Amen.
Because he's going to tell her what God said.
Amen.
So she can't help but be a prophet. Tis. Continue.
Amen. And then, let's see, Genesis 18 and 19 reads, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him.
So we're going to judge Sarah and him and Hagar, and God going to say this. No, we not. No, we not. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 20. Yes, ma'am.
I bet you cut your phone. Genesis 21.
I should have put my disturb not on. Anyway, I don't know why I took it off earlier.
Genesis 21?
Yeah.
Verse 21
and 1.
Amen. Genesis 21 and 1 reads, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the said time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him.
Sarah named him. God told Sarah what to name him. Mm-hmm. Just like he told Hagar what to name him.
Amen.
God did. So I ain't got nothing to say. Nothing.
Amen.
Because he gave them both names for both of them children. Can't act like they're not. We can't act like they ain't here. Because they are. Continue.
Verse 5. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him.
Yeah.
Amen.
She found that pleasure, huh?
Okay.
All right. Continue.
Amen. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac.
Now, see, this is when we get into their business and we're not looking at the big picture. Because the big picture is this. This is a queen just told that child that he's not there.
Mm.
Even though she gave him life, she just told him he won't be king.
Amen.
Then he said, cast out this who?
Bond woman.
An Egyptian. Told you they was bind men to us first. The Egyptian, cast out and that child. Now, she heeded, right? Once she done popped off and our child is ill, so She raising them up wrong. She must not have been teaching them right, how to behave themselves around them. Because he must have been way out of order. And Sarah said, we ain't having that.
Mm-hmm.
So he cast him out. This is Abraham's son,
mm-hmm.
right? God blessed him.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 11. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son.
See? Mm-hmm. See? And read on.
Amen. Verse 12. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy spirit because of thy lad, and because of thy bondwoman. And all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed.
Leave that alone.
That's right.
Oh, we better leave that alone. Read on.
Verse 14. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away.
Okay, so now she out the picture. Ishmael's out the picture. Now, he got kicked out the picture because he was being ill with Isaac, right? So let's look at that. So once again, this conversation ain't just about their personal business. We don't have nothing to do with that. What did she just do? Because she's literally the first queen in Israel. I can't say that didn't come until Jacob, but literally, that's Jacob's grandmama.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, no.
No,
no, no, no, no, no. Go to Galatians. Galatians chapter 4. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because remember now, this conversation is that she was called wisdom. She's called understanding. We found it out. She's virtue. We get into that. Repeat that it. Because Peter said her conversation was chaste. You know, even though she was a queen, she was still modest.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a quiet spirit.
Amen. Galatians chapter 4:1. Galatians 4:1 reads, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors unto the time appointed of the Father.
See, we, those of us that's been predestinated, mm-hmm. come into the world like this, those that are heirs to throne and things like that. And then you got those of us that are going to get in the kingdom, and then there going to be those of us that don't. Well, he's talking about those that's called from the womb, they that are heirs. He said, now, as long as he's a child, he don't differ from a servant.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think of him any different than anybody else. Jesus couldn't pick up on the devil couldn't pick up on Jesus till he was two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he was after all the children from 2 years and younger, because you couldn't tell. Children aren't them, you know, they don't pick up their manners until mm-hmm. two. So he knew, he was after him. Continue.
Amen. Galatians 4:3 reads, even so we, when we were children, we're in bondage under the elements of the world.
See that? And so we can't be judgmental anyway, because we all came from the same madness. Like Moses, man, he said that he turned his back on the fornications of the Egyptians and they madness too. Just like we have to. Continue.
Verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
See that?
Amen.
First resurrection, the adoptions of the sons of God, those that come up first. What Sarah got to do with this conversation here? Because that's what it's all about. When we read this Galatians, he talked about her. Read on.
Amen. Galatians 4 and 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and a son than an heir of God through Christ.
See that?
Amen.
So, when you find out that the God of Israel, truth,
amen,
that you call him Father, and then now you know, and all the people that got you to where you at, that kept you safe from doing things that would that would stop you from getting to this point, they're called tutors. You know, and they didn't always come teaching you about God. They was people that just wanted to get the best out of you, and because that's what they were sent for, so that you can get to this point, that you will find out that there is a God.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 8. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no God.
There it is. So now we bring it in that bondage of the world and things like that. So we see this, right? But skip down to verse 21.
Amen. Galatians 4 and 21 reads, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law?
See, we always fronting on the law, you know, man, can't work on a Sabbath day. No, nobody ain't supposed to work. The servants and the Gentiles, the strangers, your mule, your ass, your children, your wife, nobody ain't supposed to be working. That ain't what I read. No, man, nobody is supposed to be working on a Sabbath day. Nobody. The Gentiles, your ox, your cattle, your children, your servants, your wife, nobody. That ain't what I read. When I read that, don't say nothing about the wife. She never was working. Or ever to be able to perceive this work. That's the law that's written right there. And I'm sure Abraham understood that when it came to Sarah.
Amen.
Right? Continue.
Galatians 4 and 22 reads, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bond maid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bond woman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise.
See, this is that conversation we just got through reading. Hagar was for the, you know, that his lineage would lead through the kingdom. But the promise came when Melchizedek himself sat down with Abraham and told him personally that Sarah was going to have a child this time next year.
Amen.
Personally. So that's the promise there. We got both conversations taking place here, right? Continue.
Amen. Galatians 4 and 24. Which things are an allegory?
Now, look up the word allegory. Look up that word allegory. Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Look up that word allegory. Because, see, like I was talking to, you know, when you talk about was she wisdom, was she understanding, was she virtuous? We can't say she wasn't? Was he majestic? Did she wear linen? Did she wear gold? Did she have a crown? Did Abraham give her the gold of Ophir? Because ain't nothing other than the God of Israel bigger than in the planet than Sarah. When you listen to this conversation when it comes to her. So that thing is just blowed up for the wrong reasons. Continue.
Okay, so which one do you want me to read?
Yeah, 22.
No, you want me to read allegory.
Yeah, allegory, yeah.
So which definition did you want me to read?
Definition. Well, that's cool. That's it right there.
Okay, we'll read the first one then. Mm-hmm. The representation of abstract ideas or principles by characters, figures, or events in a narrative, dramatic, or pictorial form.
See, so this conversation of Ishmael and Isaac is now 21st century. That conversation, she brought, there's no Ishmael if it wasn't for Sarah. And he's talking about it now. Her conversation went through time.
Amen.
So she prophesied because her conversation is still running. So she was a big time prophetess. She wasn't just out here running around giving you a yahoo and a high five. She had some spit.
Amen.
Continue.
25. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children.
See, even though we're in bondage, they don't change the law. They our servants. He said he's going to serve you. Your children is going to be asked. It doesn't matter. That's why we read earlier, you don't know that you're a servant. You don't know you're an heir because you were serving. You're saying then when you find out, when you come to yourself, you cry, Abba Father, he free you. Then you know man's servant. Now you belong to him. That's the baptism. That you don't belong to anybody but God.
Amen.
Right, he saved you from the world. You his now.
Amen.
So allegories is like, you know, like just abstract, like rhymes. Rhymes. So, you know, poetry. You know, allegories is full of poetry. Things like that. Poetry is full of allegories, I should say. Those things. So the scriptures just told us that it's poetry. I mean, even the books say our poets. They call the writers poets. It's in there. Really, look it up, people. Poets. There they are. In the law, they were called poets. So this story is an allegory. Listen at this. But this is Sarah's story. Read on.
Amen. Galatians 4:26 reads, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that beareth not. Break forth and cry, that thou that travaileth not. For the desolate have many more children than she which hath a husband.
See, now, there she is. Now, I told you that's Revelations chapter 12 and 1.
Amen.
There it is, because it said this. Let her read Revelations 12 and 1 and 2.
Revelations chapter 12:1-2.
Because remember now, he told God that his seed is going to rule the world.
Amen. Revelation chapter 12.
In verse 1.
Verse 1 reads, And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child, cried, travailing in birth.
There it is. There go Isaac, right? And there go the thing that he spoke to Abraham, that he's going to make him a great nation. He's going to bring a king out of him. There he is.
Amen.
So the story was bigger than them. You know, and the conversation was bigger than that. So they was in a moment.
Amen.
You know what I mean? So
amen.
Read on.
Do you want to finish too?
So, yeah, read the next. Because she said, she cried and travailing in birth,
pain
to be delivered. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so that's her. Let's go back to that. Galatians chapter 4.
Amen. Galatians 4 and 28.
Yes, ma'am.
Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit.
See?
Even so it is so now.
Now. See that? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? The children are still here, but he called them the children of the flesh, and they persecute his even to this day. This is why they won't be heirs.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Revelation chapter 13.
Amen. Revelation 13.
Yes, ma'am. 13 and 1.
Revelation 13 and 1 reads, And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power, and his feet, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds.
So she spoke this. She said this was going to happen.
Okay.
She said this was going to happen. She said this was going to happen. Because the saints are the heirs of salvation.
Amen.
You know, not everybody that died get to be saints. So don't be going trying to off yourself, trying to be a hero and you.
What?
Yeah. Just because you want to try to be a saint, you see that, you know, you got to be out of here to make that call. That ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the quick and the dead. There's going to be some of us alive. And he's going to be like,
that's right.
Come up, right?
That's
with
right.
Him. He's going to raise the dead first and then those that are alive.
That's right. Amen.
So this thing here, she said, those that are not written in the book of life, you can't be heirs if you're not in the book of life. Like I said, this conversation was way past us. Go to Revelation 17.
Amen.
Because the book says she, her child persecuted her Isaac, right? Even to this day. 17 and verse 1.
Amen. Revelation 17 and 1 reads, And there came one of the 7 angels which had the 7 vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, and with whom the kings of the earth have...
Let's not mistake the idea that this is Hagar, but we're talking about the children of the flesh. Continue.
Amen. Verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns.
That's what we read in Revelation chapter 13, that this beast came up, and she got on him. Right?
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy.
When you read that in Revelation 13, you're like, that's out of your mind. That could be your worst nightmare. No, your worst nightmare is when she get on them. They just a ride. Read on.
Amen. Verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
See there? So she said the mother of the desolate had many more children, mother of what he said of the husband. I'm going to read that again. We're going to revisit that verse. But this is that conversation. So she has many more children.
Amen.
Right? And what are her children doing? Read on.
Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
So they're mocking Isaac. They're mocking her children because Sarah is wisdom. So they're mocking the wisdom children. Man, what is that? Where is that verse when Jesus talk about wisdom children?
You know,
Let me find that.
We're
going to
put that sticky note right there.
Yeah.
Every time we do this, listen, you say that.
What is it?
That should be one of my favorite verses.
Well, yeah, right now it's hot in my... Because she's wisdom. But look what she said. Well, look what Jesus said. You find it first, let me know. There it is, Luke 7 and 35.
Yep. It is. Wisdom is justified.
Pick it up. Pick it up at verse 31. This is her children, right? So, and Jesus is identifying her children, the children of wisdom. So, this would be his conversation because they mocked him too. Read on.
So, Luke 7 and 31.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Luke 7 and 31 reads, And the Lord said, Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept.
You ain't get no likes on Facebook. Now you know. Read on.
Verse 33.
I'm kidding. Read on. I'm serious. When you put up nonsense, you get all kind of heads.
You put a script up that's fire, and you be like, man.
And then your administrator say, nope, only five people going to see that. Read on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so verse 33. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say he had the devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, See? A friend of the publicans and sinners.
See that? See that? So they always going to be mocking. They're going to mock some kind. Somebody got to get up on a cross. Because that's the law of her children. Somebody's going to get up on a cross. She said it. Read on.
Verse 35, but wisdom is justified of all her children.
There it is. There it is. Amen. So wisdom is justified of all her children. So now we see here that she's drunk with the blood of the martyrs and those that keep the commandments of God. But it said this, but wisdom is justified of all her children. Isaac wasn't no slouch, and Jacob definitely had a hustle.
Amen.
He had a serious grind. He came up by himself. He needed. By the time he got to his father's house, he was good.
Amen.
So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And everybody that joined in on Sounds of Living Waters, say thank you as well. And all these members, Saturday morning. And what did that just do? Okay. So, shalom, everyone. Tomorrow, we're going to get more into this prophecy. Because then God, he said that he set her up for that. You know, and when we read this conversation, we see that she said that our children was going to go through that. But not to exclude the fact that was our slaves first. Amen. So, with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters. Please read your Bible.
Yeah.
Please read them. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.